CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
Ontario Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy tabled a record $214.5 billion budget for 2024-25 on Tuesday. Eric Thompson has more.
The budget is a stark contrast to the $200 million surplus Bethlenfalvy projected last March, as the province will now run a $9.8 billion deficit in the upcoming fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance pointed to slowing economic growth projections leading to lower tax revenues, along with high interest rates, as some of the reasons for the larger-than-expected deficit. Another factor driving spending is the over $6 billion owed to public sector workers after the Conservatives' wage cap legislation was found to be unconstitutional. The extension of the gas cut announced earlier this week will cost the province over $500 million more. Bethlenfalvy is forecasting a $4.6 billion deficit next year, and the earliest the Tories will balance the budget is in 2026, just in time for the next election. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Eric Thompson.
The Avon-Maitland District School Board says it has reached a tentative agreement with the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation affiliates impacting over 1,000 employees. The school board and union say contract details will remain confidential until both parties complete their respective ratification processes. Both parties said discussions were constructive and respectful throughout, with OSSTF reps saying talks were productive as possible, considering the province's continued reductions to education funding. The OSSTF Educational Support Staff Professionals, representing over 600 members, and the OSSTF Professional Student Services Personnel with 12 members will hold their ratification votes April 2nd. The OSSTF Teachers Bargaining Unit, which has over 400 members, will hold its vote on April 12th. The tentative agreements, if ratified, would complete the local portion of the two-pronged contract talks. The central portion of the agreement is currently in the provincial arbitration process. Canadian authorities tried to reassure the public about the safety of bridges in the country following the collapse of a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, early yesterday morning after it was rammed by a container ship. Halifax Harbour Bridges, which operates the two spans across the harbour between Halifax and Dartmouth, said it has taken steps to mitigate the risks of collisions between ships and bridges. The Crown Corporation says it's notified by the Port Authority every time a commercial vessel is scheduled to pass underneath the spans. A killer whale calf stranded in a lagoon without its mother to guide it to the open ocean off northern Vancouver Island appears traumatized as a rescue team tries to coax it to move toward a possible reunion with its extended family, a marine scientist says. Jared Towers said yesterday the rescue team only has about 30 minutes daily when the tide rises to the point where the two-year-old orca calf can safely navigate out of the lagoon near the village of Zabalos, located more than 450 kilometers northwest of Victoria. In sports, the Listowel Cyclones are a win away from a Cherry Cup Finals appearance. That's after a 3-2 win over the Ayr Centennials on home ice last night that pushed their series advantage to 3-0. Ayr went ahead 2-0 in the second, and then a pair of goals from Luke Uhrig, including a power play marker and a tip shot in the third by Harrison Muhlenstein for the winner, sealed the Cyclones' comeback. Dixon Grimes made 22 saves in the win. Game 4 is Thursday night in Ayr. It will be live on CKNX. Auston Matthews scored his 59th of the season, but the Maple Leafs lost 6-3 to the Devils at Scotiabank Arena yesterday. Nico Hischier had a goal and two assists. Jack Hughes scored twice, and Jesper Bratt had three assists for the Devils. Jake Allen made 42 saves, including 24 in the first. A Canadian expert on match fixing says the NBA's investigation of Toronto Raptors backup center Jonte Porter is a dire warning to professional sports leagues in North America. Declan Hill, associate professor of investigations in the Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Science at the University of New Haven, has studied match fixing for more than 15 years. He said the investigation focused on Porter and a similar scandal involving baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani should also be a wake-up call to sports fans and governments alike. Weather for today, some sun will poke through, but a chance of rain showers or flurries throughout the day. Tonight, a chance of flurries, the low drops to -4. Tomorrow, some sun, but a chance of lingering flurries, a high up to +5. Tomorrow night, clear skies, the low dropping to -6. Friday, some sun, but another chance of flurries or rain showers, a high up to +4.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.